Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Well, Tom Brady said it himself. The defense saved the day on Sunday down in Miami. The offense struggled to put points on the board, but the defense held Miami to just 16 points. Overall, many players stepped up in clutch situations, and they were able to seal the deal for the division.
It was a big game going into Miami, a chance to clinch the AFC East for the fourth straight year, but the Patriots had some things offensively and defensively going against them. They were without their two starting defensive ends, Chandler Jones and Jermaine Cunningham. They would have to find a way to win without Rob Gronkowski, and the offensive line would have to roll with the punches of a banged up front. Well, in all of those positions, the players who were told to step in did that and more.
You know, it was a tough battle. They didn't just give it to us, and we had to go out there and play for it, and that's what we did. We played 60 minutes. So hats off to the team. Hats off to everybody for coming out here and giving their A game.
Trevor Scott started at defensive end alongside Rob Ninkovich, who knows what it's like to save a game. Just look back to an earlier division game against the Jets. And ever since then, he's been unstoppable. But Sunday was Scott's turn to prove he can produce. And he did that with three tackles, two sacks, and one forced fumble. Not a bad way to make his start this season. And Jerod Mayo was the second team-leading tackler behind Kyle Arrington with five tackles and one sack. But that one sack came on a crucial third down play that forced the Dolphins to kick a field goal.
It was just a call by a coaching staff, and it came at the right time.
Was it delayed blitz?
A little bit like a delayed blitz. Yeah.
How often have you done that this season, bro? I feel like that's not something.
In practice, I do it all the time.
How about in games?
If the time calls, if we get the right look, then we'll call it. So every once in a while.
And defensive leader Vince Wilfork says that he just so happened to be in the right place at the right time when he recovered a fumble. The team stayed pretty low-key on this division win, despite the fact that they clinched the division and put themselves in a pretty good playoff position. According to him, there's a lot more that needs to be done.
We knew it was at stake. We can clinch up the division the day we came in. We took care of that. So now we know we have Houston coming to town. A very, very, very good team, one of the best teams in the NFL. So we're going to keep it one game at a time, and whatever happens at the end of the season happens, but we're not even thinking about or talking about playoffs or Super Bowl right now. It's a one-game season for us right now.
We'll enjoy this one today, but, you know, the road from here on out is very daunting. You know, we've got some tough opponents coming into Foxborough, starting with Houston next week, and like you said, there's a lot still to be decided as far as seeding is concerned. And, you know, ideally we'd like to have the highest seed possible, so you know, a lot of work left to be done.
Of course, we know how exciting it is to seal the division, but the Patriots have other goals in mind. Next stop is Monday Night Football here at Gillette Stadium against the 11-1 Texans. But that's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.